Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
When it comes to faith in Jesus Christ, there is no such thing as a neutral stance. You cannot have one foot in and one foot out when it comes to the things of God. You can't ever be on the fence when it comes to serving Jesus Christ or not. The Lord doesn't tolerate a lukewarm person. You're either hot for the Lord and burning for Him, or you are cold and you reject Him. There is no middle ground. If we claim to be followers of Christ, we cannot be split down the middle. We need to be all in for Him. Then He will draw near to us and supply us with all that we need to live that radical yet rewarding life. Consider Jesus' words in Matthew 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now here's an exercise for you. Replace the word money with anything. You cannot serve God and your career. You cannot serve God and validation from others. You cannot serve God and your addiction. If we are not completely devoted to God, then we are not truly His followers. In some ways, being a half-hearted Christian is even worse than not being one at all. Listen to how strong these words are in Revelation 3, verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." If you truly understand the offer that Jesus is laying before you, you have a choice to make. Give your entire life to Him and allow Him to transform and bless you. Or you can insist on doing things your way and God can become an afterthought. We have a choice, saints. Surrender or rebel. Bow down to Christ or bow down to the devil. Serve Jesus or serve this world. There is no third option. You are in one camp or the other. You can never be in both camps at the same time. Now, there's another way to look at things. There is this duality in life. You have a perceived image of yourself, and then there is the perceived image by others about you. There are people who like you, people who love you and want to work with you. But then there are those who will never take a liking to you despite what you do. The same hospital that oversees the birth of many beautiful babies is the same hospital that, on the other side of the building, sees people breathe their last breaths. And to bring it a little closer to home, the same church members that can lead people to Christ can sadly be the first to condemn, judge, and talk about someone falling in sin. Yes, if there is one thing that I've learned in this life, it's that there are two sides to everything. Even the Bible speaks of the seen and unseen. It speaks of walking by faith and not by sight. It speaks of both angels and demons, the righteous and unrighteous. And I mean, if you look at someone like David, we know that the same David who was described as a man after God's own heart, David the psalmist, David the giant slayer, one who was chosen and anointed by God, even he had another side to him, the side that looked at Bathsheba with eyes full of lust. He had a side to him that drove him to commit adultery and murder. But this is the same David. The same can be said of Elijah. The same Elijah who defeated hundreds of prophets by calling for the Lord to answer his prayers with fire from heaven. This same Elijah ran away in order to hide from Jezebel. You see, the harsh reality of this life is that there are two sides to everything. Even within ourselves, we fight. We're pulled in one direction to do what is holy, pleasing, and acceptable to God. And on the other hand, this body, this flesh, wants to be associated with the pleasures of this life. But the aim of my teaching today is to make you carefully consider your response to this question. Are you for or against Jesus Christ? If you can jump to your own defense and say, well, it's not like I'm against Jesus. But I want you to see that there are only two camps. There are only two kingdoms. You're either for him, and you've bowed your knee, and you've accepted and received him as your authority, and you've given him right and rule over your heart and your life, or you haven't. You either have Jesus Christ on the throne of your heart, or you have something else, someone else at the center of your heart. Hear me clearly when I tell you that there are only two choices in terms of eternity. You will either find yourself in heaven or in hell. And saints, we need to talk about these things. We need to always be mindful that what we do today, what we do while we are still alive and breathing, will affect the unseen world for us. Matthew 6, verse 33 puts it this way. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. A different translation says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. To put this in perspective, we're being told to choose Jesus Christ in a world that is rejecting him. We're being called to live a righteous life in a hostile world. Being in God's camp means that Jesus Christ alone rules and reigns in your life. There is no other God you bow down to but Jesus. You see, living a righteous life in a hostile world means that Jesus Christ has the authority over the choices you make. He rules your thought life. He's the motivating factor behind your actions and deeds. A life of righteousness in a hostile world is a call to be set apart. You begin to think God is holy, therefore I must be holy. I'm in this world, but I am not to be of this world. Living a life of righteousness in a hostile world means having a heavenly perspective. There is total commitment, total dedication to run the race, to fight the good fight of faith without compromising. Living a life of righteousness in a hostile world means you have absolutely surrendered your will in order for God to have his way. So let me ask you, what kingdom are you living for? There is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. What kingdom are you longing for? Which kingdom are you a servant of? None of us can serve both good and evil. None of us can have one foot in each kingdom. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. It is impossible to have a love for God and a love for the world, flesh, or sin. This is because when you give your life to Christ, a regeneration begins. That's why it's called being born again. You die to the flesh and to sin, and you continue doing so until you see Jesus. Saints, let me encourage you. You cannot live in both worlds. You cannot serve God and the devil. It doesn't work. You can't have a little bit of the world and a little bit of the Lord. There is no compromise. It's God or nothing. It's God over everything. It's God above all. I encourage you to serve the Lord. Serve the kingdom of God. Serve Jesus Christ. The kingdom of darkness offers nothing of significance, nothing everlasting. But oh, the kingdom of God? That's a whole different story. This kingdom offers eternal life, everlasting joy and peace. It offers you the privilege of one day being in the presence of the Almighty. So choose the kingdom of God, saints. Choose life over death. Choose Jesus.
If you can hear me today, there is still time. There is still an opportunity to turn your life around. You see, we can either continue in our sinful ways and face the judgment of God, or we can turn to Him in repentance and receive His forgiveness and grace. The Amplified translation from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14 says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads the way to destruction and eternal loss. And there are many who enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life, and there are few who find it." Have you decided to walk on the narrow road, where it's difficult to travel, but leads to everlasting life? The Bible says there are few who find it. Or have you decided to walk on the broad road, where you will always have your way without limitations? You decide. The pleasures of this world or the discipline of righteousness? You decide. The pursuit of money, power, material things, or the pursuit of godliness? You decide. In conclusion, Hebrews 4 verse 13 is a powerful reminder that God sees everything and that all our actions will be exposed on Judgment Day. The story of Noah shows us the consequences of sin and how it will eventually be exposed. But as Christians, we have the hope of salvation through Jesus Christ. Let us turn to Him in repentance, knowing that He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness according to the Bible. May we live our lives in a way that brings honor and glory to God, knowing that we will one day give an account for all that we have done.
The eyes of the Lord are seeking those who are fully committed in Him, those who are fully trusting in Him. And so, dear friend, when you face obstacles in life, don't put your trust in people. Trust in God. Don't rely on people or things. Trust in God Almighty, because He is seeking. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, just looking for the person who is fully committed and confident in Him. You see, my main prayer point is, Lord, help me. Keep me alert. Open my eyes and ears so that I do not miss the signs you are giving us as your children. And here's why it's my main point. You see, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." What a shame. What a disaster it would be for any believer to miss this sign. We've been told here that in the last days, God will pour. He will release a steady flow of His Spirit on all flesh. But what a shame it would be for any believer to miss this sign. What a shame it would be to miss out on the outpouring of God's wonderful Spirit. That's why my main prayer point is, Lord, don't let me miss out on you pouring out your Spirit. Don't let me miss out on this wonderful sign. We all know that we're given many different signs about what will happen in the last days, how people will act, how people will be unfaithful, how there will be a nation rising against nation. But those are not the signs I want to focus on. I do not want to miss the sign of God pouring out His Spirit in the last days. I instead want to be a recipient. I want to be a partaker. I want the Holy Spirit to flood my life. So what is it that you're focused on in the last days? Because if you're not praying and watching, then that day of the Lord will sneak up on you like a thief in the night.
The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 2 to 3, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." The Bible says in Revelation 3, verse 2 to 3, "Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you." The Bible is calling us to wake up. The Lord wants us to wake up to the fact that there is a heaven and a hell. There is a day of judgment. If someone is driving down the road and they doze off or their attention wanders, they could very well miss some of the road signs telling them where to go. Well, God has given us, His children, many signs to watch out for. The Word of God is filled with signs to let us know that time is wrapping up. This world will not last forever, and that's good news. I don't know about you, but heaven, from what I've read about heaven, it seems to be the better place. No more tears, no more sorrow, only joy, only peace. Oh, to be in the presence of the Lord for all of eternity. To be far away from the sickness and disease of this world. To be done with natural disasters and devastation.
Are you living as though you know your days are numbered? Are you storing up treasure in heaven with the few days you have left here on earth? Are you fighting and striving to crucify your flesh daily? Are you practicing the love of God in your life and seeking to do good instead of evil? Many of us have situations that make us feel like times won't ever change. Some of us may even be clinging on to certain things, certain people, bad habits, or private sins. But I want to make this urgent announcement to you, and I pray that you hear me loud and clear. You don't have time to be holding on to friends who are pulling you into sin. You don't have time to be tolerating those things that pollute your mind with lust and unclean thoughts. The Lord wants us to be free, free from bondage and oppression. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But it's up to us to receive the gift of freedom which He offers us. Take a look around and see the signs of the times. There are famines, pestilences, an increased number of natural disasters, and rumors of war everywhere. The final prophecies of the Bible are being fulfilled before our very eyes. Christ is soon to return.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.